Live from the campus of Grand Canyon University tonight, opening up the baseball season against Wichita State here from Brazel Field, the newly remodeled Brazel Field. And no visit to GCU would be complete without a visit for a few minutes with the head baseball coach, Andy Stankiewicz, who joins us here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Good to see you again, Coach. How have you been?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
What a beautiful facility. We were talking about that. This stacks up to with most spring training facilities.
Yeah, we're really, really blessed to have this. The support of the administration is just incredible. It really is. They don't stop. They want to make sure that all of our teams here are uniformed right and got the gear and got the stadiums, got everything we need to have success. So we're really fortunate.
Back-to-back WAC regular season titles. I mean, you've been here for 8 years now. How long did it take you to really get this program where you wanted it to be?
Well, we're not there yet. We gotta make a run. We gotta get even better, and that's the goal. The goal, like everybody starting up tonight, everybody wants to get to Omaha, and that's the same for us. But it's been a labor of love. It's been fun. I mean, I can't even believe I've been here 8 years. It's gone that quickly. I think that's when you know you're in the right spot. You know that you're enjoying yourself, and we're having a great time building it. Got a great coaching staff that hustles and recruiting, and they know how to coach these young men and teach them how to be men and teach them to go to class. And we're graduating guys. We got guys graduating in 3 years. It's really a neat place to be. I can tell you that.
Four players taken in the draft last year. Jake Wong. The highest pick since Tim Salmon. Having those players drafted, how much does that help you when you're out there and you're recruiting kids and you're trying to bring kids to this program?
It's a huge help. There's no doubt. And when you get guys that are starting to get drafted in the first five rounds, that means the professional community is taking notice. And you get drafted, in the third round, it means that there's some expectations. That means you've done it well in college or high school, if you got drafted in high school. But I think that, guys are seeing that in the Valley. You're seeing that nationally now that hey, if they come here, this is a great place to be, guys. You can look at the stadium, look at the weather we get. We've got the half field, we've got the batting cages. We've got everything we think we need to develop players as well. And so I think it's a great place to come develop. And we're getting, like you said, guys getting drafted early and well and going out and starting their pro careers. I think it's been a huge, huge help.
There's obviously such a deep pool of baseball players to draw from here in the Valley and the state because of the weather and the climate and everything like that. And I used to think of GCU baseball years and years and years ago as, well, hey, if you can't go to ASU, if you can't go to U of A, hey, you can go to GCU. I get the sense, based off of the success that you've had in the draft, the success that you had in recruiting, that it's blown way past those expectations. I mean, it's not just that anymore, right?
Burns, you're exactly right. I think that's our goal. Our goal is to, it's difficult. ASU, what a great history, and U of A, and great history. And people don't understand that when I was going to college out in Los Angeles, I knew about Grand Canyon baseball. I knew about Tim Salmon. I knew about the players. And you're in pro ball, and you're rubbing shoulders with guys, and they said they played at Grand Canyon. You knew that they were good players. And so we're trying to build that, build that model again. And I think that we're starting to be able to recruit up against some of the bigger boys here in the state. And I think people are looking at what we have and the academic piece of it as well. And like, hey, this is should be just as good an option as anyone else. And so that's where we're starting to make some headway. We're starting to get some in-state. We're starting to really be, I'll be honest with you, sometimes I call a top prospect in the state and I wouldn't get a call back. Now it's nice to get a phone call back.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you're getting plenty of phone calls back.
I mean, look at the schedule. I mean, you're playing Stanford, Wichita State, you play in Arizona. I mean, you could sell that schedule to a lot of kids too.
That's a big part of it, no doubt. People from Southern California, they see that we're playing USC, we're playing TCU. It's if you want to play, you want to be the best, you got to compete against the best, and that's kind of been, our methodology in scheduling is like, hey, let's try to just tow it up with the best, and we feel like that's going to help us in conference, and we feel like that's really held true the past 2 years, and now we've got to get over that hump. Now it's time. We talk about the guys all the time. Now it's not one thing to just play them. I just don't want to just play them just as an exercise. I want to play them, and I want to compete, and I want to win. And so we feel like that time is coming now where we got to do better than just competing in that environment. We got to start winning some big games.
Coach, we appreciate you stopping by for a few minutes. I know you've got a lot of stuff going on before the game to do, but I'm expecting a big crowd tonight, and we appreciate you stopping by for a few. Good luck this season.
I'm going to stay here and watch your game tonight.
Beautiful ballpark, and curious to see what you guys do this year, so good luck.
Thanks for having me, guys. It's always a pleasure. Love listening to you guys. It's fun. I'm going to drive in and out of work. It's great to listen to sports talk.
Awesome. Appreciate
it. Our kids played softball together.
Yeah.
Many years ago.
So I heard. Outstanding. All right, Coach. It's good seeing you. Thank you very much for stopping by. Good luck tonight.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Andy Stankiewicz joining us here on the Burns and Gambo Show.